J-Man. How you going, bro?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm so good. Yeah, good, good. How's your day? Oh, no, that's okay. You don't have time for me. That's okay. I don't care.
My day was, not too bad. Pretty busy.
What'd you do?
A few things on. Yeah. I went to uni.
How's that mattress you're sleeping on?
The mattress is actually good. The issue I'm having is that I don't have any support behind the back of the bed.
Right, okay.
So I'll wake up and most of the pillow is off the bed.
Falls off the other side.
But it's not falling off. I'm like, it's like three quarters off.
Yeah.
And my neck and head is like pinching it onto the last bit of the mattress. And then my neck is just like pinned. My chin is pinned to my chest.
You're just doing that self-consciously?
Yeah. Just while I'm asleep. And then I just have this like awful neck for about 3 hours. It's like
just got a so bad. Kind of work.
Like. Yeah. Oh, anyway. Yeah, great, mate. And how are you?
Well, no, I'm great. Fantastic.
Very good. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Welcome back to the All Things Kings podcast. I'm Jesse Finnem and you're Ned Carruthers.
That's correct. I'm excited for today, Jess.
Me too, mate.
You know, it's a big week. Big week for the
massive
club.
Week, the like, biggest of all.
Like, can you imagine that about 2 months ago that we were actually going to get all three teams into the finals?
I'll be honest, I sat in this very room. We're in the pavilion right now next to Haslam across from Pembroke School.
Yes. Yep.
And we had just lost to Scotch, or I think it would have been Scotch, maybe the one we lost after that. And I thought, yeah, look, it's not looking good for the A's. It's not looking good. I would never say that out loud, but it's what I thought. And I've been proved wrong.
Absolutely, you have been proved wrong. They've stepped with it, and results have gone their way, but they've also made sure that they've stuck in it. And to get the win, the must win against Hope Valley,
it was a great result
to sneak into the top five, was massive.
Awesome club day.
Absolutely.
No, so, very happy, mate.
Very good. Should we go into the results of the weekend?
Yes, but let's just be cognizant when I say very happy. Job's not done, is
absolutely
it? Is it,
no,
Neddy?
No,
a lot to do, my friend.
Mamba mentality.
Mamba, sure. Week one of finals awaits.
Absolutely.
Okay. First results.
Well, let's start with the D grade. Okay, so they played out at home, Haslam. Final game on Haslam for the year. By the way. That's correct. So Kings going down 2-16 to Modbury's 22-12, 144. So obviously not the way that Sneathy and the boys wanted to finish off their season.
Yeah, goodness me.
Best on for the day was McGrath, Jenke, Jake Elias, Sneeder and Killer, which you just said something to me before, Jess, about the best there.
Mate, Sneeder's put himself in there. You've got to hope that he hasn't picked those. Do you know what's so funny, speaking of that, is that there was an Advertiser article and Evo was rated the number one player in Div 3 and he hasn't polled a single vote in our best and fairest. I have polled an equal amount of best and fairest votes.
In the A grade
to Evo.
must be the same player.
Yeah.
You think. Equal worth. Goal keys for the day in the D grade, Jack Richards and Jake Elias with the goal each.
But the boys certainly didn't let that dampen their spirits, did they, Ned?
Absolutely not.
They had a little...
I think we have to keep that on the download. They had but they had good fun.
They had some...
But obviously, not the way they wanted to finish their season, but there's still so much to look forward to in the future. They had so many young players, first-year players... come through their team this year, and they're looking very promising. Obviously, some very consistent performers getting into the best on who are in their very low 20s playing for the D grade. Yeah, so if that.
Guys like pre-cup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And McGrath, who's not here for this week. So they've had a great season, and by no means was it something to be disappointed by.
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's move over to Hope Valley. The day that was the triple header for the A's, B's and C's, starting with the C grade. They had a draw.
What a whirlwind.
Very, very strange. 9 goals, 9, 63 to 9 goals, 9, 63.
Mate, we were, you and I, mm-hmm. did a little warm up on about square meter of grass under a tree.
Yeah.
Came back in, the boys are up by 20 points. Yeah. We'll go out in 5 minutes, you know, beauty.
Yeah, 5 minutes left in the end game, that is.
Correct. And came out to a draw. Mm. Very surprising.
It was really strange because I remember us going out, essentially, you know, the race type of thing, like going out into the ground, and we're looking at the scoreboard and we're like, hang on, is that a mistake? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You were just up by so much in comparison to...
It was shocking, yeah. But that's okay. Yeah. The boys will take some learnings from that and be better for it. Bit of a wake-up call and ahead of a much-anticipated final series for them. So,
absolutely.
Yes, no, a good little learning curve, and I'm sure Steve will put it to work.
Yep, so the C grade finished third on the ladder now, so they will be playing against Seton.
The Ramblers.
Absolutely. Massive, absolutely massive. So, best for the day was Sammy Nichols, Alistair Linky, Charlie Bowen, Nathan Tu, and Michael Guerin with best on performance.
Mick. Milky.
Milky G.
Michael Guerin.
Goalkeepers for the day, Zito, Pre-Cup, Sammy Nichols, Alistair Linky, and Lounsey, Kotha. All had one.
Beautiful.
With
Lowndes on 1 foot to manage to snag one. Yeah, what massive. A man. What a man.
Lemon Brennan and Stephen Beaven.
Oh, the big Stephen Beaven. Hello.
I think so many people were rattled by him playing up full forward.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was massive. So great to see, actually, especially there, looking there.
A good wide spread of goal scorers.
Wide spread of goal scorers.
Yeah, I think with that. All right, on to the twos.
Good win for the twos. Just needed to get through this game and get a strong performance in. So 11 goals, 11, 77 for the Kings to Hope Valley's 1 goal, 4, 10.
Yep.
Really strange, this game. Like it was pretty much sorted by halftime, I think.
Yeah.
Who was wrapped up. Yeah. But for some reason, there just became some really feisty little fights going on.
And who was at the centre of it?
Slamo?
Sam Ross.
No way.
But I'll explain. You go on.
Okay. Well, best on for the day, Josh Angus in the five. Myself, Nettie Kennett coming down, playing a very strong, very strong game in the three. Freddie McClure too, and best on for the day, rocking the whole day, was Josh Zawinetti. Why are you holding my wrist?
I just wanted to say well done on getting in the best again.
Oh, thanks, Jess.
That's okay. So, Fruity. Fruity in the five. Their bench is just going bunter, like just yelling at us like they usually do. And Fruity's standing in front of the bench and he just flips the two-fingered bird at the whole bench and goes, F off.
Fruity,
the two-fingered bird. Like, it's the most like, what, 70-year-old man signal? Not even the one-fingered bird, the two-fingered bird.
He's so funny.
Yeah. So after the game, we're in the rooms. So he's like, man, I feel so bad. And I was like, oh, mate, what have you done? And he explains it to me. I'm like, oh, no, Free, that's weeks. You're going to get weeks. They're going to have the tape. This is...
Oh, Free, he didn't believe you, surely.
He's like, no, that's definitely not two or three. Maybe one, though. He's like, oh, yeah, probably could be one, possibly one. Yeah.
That's so good.
It was very funny.
Oh, Fruity, such a bad man.
Anyway, it has, by all reports, not been reported to the tribunal, so.
Got away with that one,
I think
Fruity.
The Fruit Man's going to live to see another day. He'll play his first final for the club on Saturday, so exciting.
Goal kickers for the day, Tomo, Sauce, Nettie Kennett, Slamo Hammond, Truck Egar, also known as Tex, if you've listened to his pod, Pistol, all getting one, with Tommy Tucker Evans getting two and Freddie McClure getting three for the day.
Sensational. Yeah, it was quite a good team performance, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, wide spread of goal gears, which we'd love to see. Always.
Sensational. Now,
this is the game.
This is the big kahuna, mate.
Yeah. This was the one that everyone was holding on to for the day. Because this was the difference between the A's playing finals or missing out this year.
Exactly right.
And they got the job done.
They certainly did.
It was massive. So 15 goals, 10, 100 for the Kings to 11 goals, 14, 80 for the Hope Valley Demons.
Equal scoring shots, mate.
Yes, equal scoring shots and a really strong run home. So
yes.
Three-quarter time, it was 54-60. The Kings were down.
Crazy scoring quarter, that last one.
And finishing with 100 points.
How many goals were kicked in the last? Eight?
Seven.
Awesome effort. Take that any day of the week, mate.
It
ended up being quite a high-scoring game, clearly, off the back of that quarter.
Yeah.
But no, great stuff for the lads.
It was it was a great game and a strong team performance backed by the likes of, the best players, being Slady, Rabs Wilson, Forsty, Berg, and Darcy McCrosty getting the best on. I feel like Wayno, Ollie Duffy, has been very hard done by as well there. We were saying off the ground, I don't know who said it first, but Wayno and Darce, prime Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah. That got sent to the V-grade chat.
Oh, sensational. So funny.
They are.
They were, playing awesome. Out of their skin in the second half.
They're awesome. Yeah, and to get hit with some adversity and really believe, sensational from the boys in that last, backs against the wall, get it done. Awesome stuff.
Massive. Goalkeepers for the day, Zenny, Maxi Thring, Darcy, McCrosty, Ollie Duffy and Nick Dinham all got one, with Rabs getting two, Mark Evans getting three and Forsty getting five.
Sensational.
The bag. It's massive. But what that means is coming into this week, we play Hope Valley again.
Yes.
So Hope Valley back out at Hope Valley. So pretty much have to put up the same performance.
That's it. But we'll get into that with our guest, mate.
Absolutely, we will.
Should we throw to them now?
Let's go straight into it.
Neddy, big guest.
Massive guest.
Yes, welcome Alex Forster. How are you, mate?
Neddy, Jess, thanks for having me, boys.
Welcome to the pod.
Great to be back on, actually. I think...
Yeah, been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I thought you guys had forgotten about me, but very pleased to be on with you both. I think you've been doing a great job this year.
Thank you very much. Wow. Well, as you know, we tried to get you on earlier this year. To no avail.
Yeah, what actually happened there, Jess? I don't remember.
I asked you to come on, you agreed.
Yep.
And then Tuesday night, you just weren't there.
Yeah.
I think you were sick.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, mate.
That's all right. These things happen. You're a busy man. So, director of footy, big week for you.
Yeah, big week.
They all are, though. What's been happening? How's it going?
Some are a little bit more eventful than others, but this is a massive week, obviously, on the eve of... another massive final series with the A's, B's and C's all qualifying, which as the footy director I'm extremely proud of. I think going up a division and having three teams actually make the final series, I think shows that we've got some great depth at the football club. As I said, it's been really pleasing to see us continue to get better in 2023.
Fantastic.
Looking back to the start of the season, your expectations for what was ahead, have they been...
Exceeded?
Or have things gone a bit different than expected?
I think it's as expected for me. I think, if someone spoke to me at the start of the 2023 and said, look, all three teams will be in the finals, and if you could take that or not, I think I would definitely take that. It's always a bit of an unknown going up a division, but I'm really proud of also, especially the A-grade group, just in terms of the adversity that we've faced with injury. I think it's been quite significant in 2023, so that's something that I didn't expect, to have a number of senior players miss big chunks of football. So it's been great to see, some younger players really improve their game and play some consistent A-grade football. But expectations, I'm really, pleased with where we're at.
Fantastic. How many, do you know the total number of people who've gone through the A-grade this year?
Mid-30s, I think.
Oof,
wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. We've had,
considerable number of players actually play A-grade footy in 2023.
That's fantastic. Good people get experience and... young people are coming through all the time. Who are some of the players who've just completely exceeded your expectations, have played A grade and in the lower grades as well this year?
I think what's been awesome is really the younger group, and a number of players have debuted at A-grade level this year, but blokes like Darcy McCrosty, Ollie Duffy, Archie Richardson, yourself, Nettie, have really showed that they're going to be great players for a really, really long time at this football club, and the names mentioned to become really important parts of the A-grade side. So those players have really showed that they've got big futures. But there's been a number of other players that have also come up. Tom Duffy's played some A-grade footy, Jack Reinhart. So I think the future's sort of pretty bright in terms of the young talent that we've got coming through.
Mm. And quite a young leadership group this year for the A-grade and the B-grade. How have you seen those boys tackle that sort of challenge of leadership, bit of a fresh wave taking over the club of that age group, stepping up?
It is a fresh wave, Jess. I think they're doing an extremely good job, well supported by some senior heads around the footy club as well, because we do have that that mix of sort of mid-20s and then some blokes sort of around 30 and 30-plus. But I think, for example, Sam Crothers, who's taken over the captaincy in the B-grade and well supported by Max Reed and
Source.
I think that shows that we've got some great young leaders at the football club, and it's the same in the A-grade with Jack Green, Zen, Haz, and Harmsey. Like, these blokes are sort of early to mid-20s, so again, the future looks really great with those blokes involved and in such pivotal leadership positions.
Exciting.
Really fantastic to see.
So, mate, let's turn to this week. C-grade, where are they? Who have they got? How do you see it playing out?
C-grade, Seton at Hope Valley.
Yeah.
So the Seas have played Seton twice this year and actually lost both games. So the Seas finished in third, with Seton finishing in second. Look, I think it's going to be really tough.
And yeah. You've a bit of a bench coach for the Seas.
Bench coach.
Yeah.
I'm sort of Steve's right hand man.
Good right hand man to have
with the
C-grade,
but yeah. I'm in the background in the Seas. It's Steve's group. He runs the show. I'm just there if he needs any support. And because he's a playing coach, I try and sort of help him out on the bench. So, yeah, going to be tough, but I think the boys are quietly confident in their own ability to perform on the big stage, and hopefully we can play somewhere near our best and give it a good shake.
Fantastic.
Very good. So the B-grade as well, how are they looking?
Look, the Bees have probably been our most consistent team at the football club across the year, I would say. Super impressive, really, from start to finish in the home and away season. Just had so many consistent performers at B-grade level from what I've seen in 2023. And look, to me, there's no reason why the B-grade can't go all the way. Nothing's given, but I think with the team and the way they're playing at the moment and led really well by Tom Whiteman, you know, they should have their eyes set on going all the way. It's going to be extremely difficult with some great teams along the way in the final series, but I can't wait to see what the B-grade are going to deliver in this final series.
Who's going to play well on Saturday for the Twos?
Who's going to play well?
Yep.
I'm backing in Max Reed to have a massive game. He's
fresh off a rest.
He's fresh off a Ross Lyon round 23 rest.
Should we want to go into that?
No, we don't have to. But rested a few big boys, and Max Reed should be fresh. I think just looking at the B grade running around tonight, having blokes like Charles Canning and Tom Evans playing,
it's pretty nice.
Is pretty nice. It's a luxury, and I'm looking forward to watching them really lead the B grade boys, because it is a young group. But with a couple of blokes who have played hundreds of A grade games, so that's exciting.
Mm. So good. And of course the A grade, we've touched on it just a bit before, but who's going to really bring that X factor this week to get us over the line again?
Yeah, look, it's going to be extremely tough going back out to Hope Valley, obviously after playing there last week. They're a quality team, awesome around the contest. So I think that's where we need to match them. Blokes like Maxi Thring and Darcy McCrosty, Jack Green, we really need those guys to bring the heat around the contest. X Factor, you don't really have to look too far for X Factor. I think Anthony Wilson showed on the weekend.
Big time.
What he's capable of in a little bit of space.
He can also bring the physicality too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's probably not known for that, but he's certainly capable of putting his body on the line. And that's what we love about him. He can do both, but yeah, he's a special player. And looking forward to seeing what he can do in this final series.
Don't count yourself out on that X Factor too, though, Forsey. You love a late goal to get us up.
Yeah.
Come on!
I can't really believe that one went through, to be honest. But, it was nice to kick a couple in the last quarter when we needed them.
They're very good goals, so it's good to see. So we've had a massive group of boys come through from the school this year, who graduated last year in 2022. Obviously, you said Archie Richardson, who played a bit of A-grade earlier this year, but who's some boys that have really kind of excelled in your eyes, especially on the field, but also getting involved off the field as well at the club?
Yeah, you're right. We've had a huge influx of 2022 leavers join us this year, which I think is fantastic that they've decided to come out and play footy at the Old Scholars. I'm thinking we've had close to 20, I think, which is significant.
So many.
There's a fair few have come in, like half of their mates have loved it mid-season too.
Yep. We've had a lot jump on, which shows that the boys are talking and saying that they're enjoying it.
That's awesome.
Positive vibes. So that's been great. Having an influx of young players really creates energy as well. They're sort of, you know, their first Old Scholars games at Haslam, back to the Kenzie for, beers with other Old Scholars as well. So it's been fantastic having them involved, and we hope that continues on with the school. Who's been impressive? I think in the second half of the year at C grade level, Nathan Tu.
It's a big Nathan. Yeah. Well, I think that is a direct correlation of him getting the fluoro votes.
I think it's got something to do with it.
Yeah.
He looks like he's picked up a yard or two of pace.
Yeah, he has.
And confidence.
Yeah, absolutely he has. Which is, it's interesting for a C-grade back pocket to buy those, but I'm all for it.
But he's become like a running, creative halfback as soon as he picked up the boots.
Yeah. You sure it's not that you just noticed him?
No. I've been watching closely all year, Jeff.
Of course, yeah, sorry, mate.
So he's been impressive. off the field as well, some of his best work on quiz night, I think. Stewie really showed us. showed us what he can do.
Absolutely, he did. He also showed us how to go to bed at 10 PM as well. So
he did, yeah. But he was outstanding for a couple of hours.
Yeah, he was sensational. He had no interest in sitting at the table with the boys. None at all.
Absolutely none.
You had a lot of fun there, Jesse.
I definitely laid in as the MC that night.
But a number of those boys have been great. They've added so much to the footy club. I could go through a lot of them, but they've been really, really good to have involved.
So on the other end of the spectrum, Forst, we've brought in some really exceptional high-end talent this year into the club. Give us a bit of insight into how their season has gone, how they've really brought the club and lifted the energy and the ability of the playing group.
Yeah, correct, Nitty. We went pretty hard in the summer of 2022, going into the 2023 season, to try and improve the playing list, and really went after sort of senior players that could assist.
We heard on Dins's episode that you did some of your best work at a buck show.
Recruiting?
Yeah,
I think I nailed Dins and George String on the same day at Dins's Bucks.
Was it just the recruiting that you did well that night as well, or...?
not sure what you're alluding to, Jess. Those two. So Nick Dinham and George String were two that I sort of identified pretty early on. Max String obviously plays here at the footy club, and a few of us have had a strong connection with Dins. You know, I've sort of known Dins and played footy with him for sort of 15 odd years. So
ripper bloke,
absolute ripper bloke. They both are, as is everyone that we brought into the footy club.
Mm.
I think George showed his class for really the whole season until he unfortunately did his ACL. He became such an important cog sort of through the midfield and in the back line. So it was super disappointing for him to go down. But I suppose that's footy, isn't it? And picking up some of these these senior guys. They've had some injuries, which has been a little bit frustrating for them, and us. I think Dins has played his role really well up forward. I've really enjoyed playing with him in the forward line. He takes a quality defender every week, so that's been
nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been. I think he still takes a second or third.
Well, you got Evo running around in there as well.
I think he takes a second as well.
Yeah.
take that out.
No. Leave that in.
No, the Schnevs, I think the Schnevs started to take the first, their best back.
Well, it's a different kind of back, isn't it? Because he's playing higher up the field.
Yeah, he works. He probably runs about 10Ks more than me a game, I would say, Chef. He's incredible. Rabsy, obviously, Anthony Wilson, who we spoke about earlier, has had injuries as well. So... he's probably hasn't played as much as what we would have liked, but we've seen when he plays how much better he makes us. Just such a quality player, and he only needs sort of 8 to 10 touches a game to really turn it on its head. So he's been great. Ryan Thompson, who's played a mix of A's and B's, quality bloke on and off the field, has played some really consistent football in the B grade and really played his role when he's come up and played in the A's as well. So I think he's got a really... really big future at the footy club. And obviously Christian Rook, who unfortunately did his ACL playing up in Darwin over our summer. So, look, we were so excited about what he was going to bring. He was looking unbelievable on the track, and I think Christian would have been a dominant player at this level. So that was disappointing and sort of unfortunately sort of started our injury woes a bit in 2023. Mm. But... I know I've touched on that a couple of times. All clubs have them, and it's just part of footy. So there's certainly no excuses for us coming Absolutely. Into the next month.
Yeah. So looking into after finals and coming into the postseason, does the club go hard again, or is that stay behind closed doors? What's the kind of plan moving forward for the club?
Investigating,
especially as a footy director.
Yeah. Look, I think at the end of every season, the aim is to continue getting better year on year. So. Mm. I think at the end of this season, we'll sit down and work out, okay, what are we after? What do we need in terms of positional? We're always trying to get great people into the footy club, so that's a huge factor as well. But we want to keep improving the list. We'll be going after Pembroke Old Scholars at other clubs. I think that's no secret. So there's a couple of... sort of mid-20s who are playing elsewhere at the moment who we'll certainly be having a chat with. But, we'll be going as hard as we can again next summer to try and be better again in 2024.
Fantastic. Great answer.
Exciting times. So, mate, I want to take you back to April when I had a few questions lined up for you when I thought we were going to talk, but I've got you now, so I might as well ask them.
Jeez. Here we go.
So, you were fresh off a trip to Europe at the time?
When are we talking here, Jess? Oh, just when I got back
earlier
in April.
This year. Yeah.
How
was that? What'd you get up to?
It was great. Yeah, went to Europe for about a month over Christmas.
Beautiful.
My brother lives over in London, so
and I saw him in Split, Croatia, just walking down the street.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Well, it was my first day in Croatia. We're just walking down the street.
You messaged me.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you bond?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I was with a few mates I went to school with, and he coached us all in year eight. So we're like, oh, it was awesome. Anyway, back to you. So highlights. Where'd you go?
Where else besides London? Where did we go? We spent Christmas in Italy.
Beautiful.
In the snow. San Virgilio.
Oh, okay.
Was the resort or the mountain we were at? A bit of time in Amsterdam over New Year's, and then Laura and I went over to France for a couple of weeks and then finished in London.
Nice, very nice. So, while you're over there, did you do anything in particular?
Got engaged.
There it is,
Jess. There it is.
So, how is the engagement going?
Going very well, yeah. We're engaged on Christmas Eve, actually. So
oh, lovely.
We're sort of 7 months engaged.
And now, this is the question that all of our listeners want to know. How did you pop the question? Can you set the scene? Talk us through it.
Yeah, I can try and set the scene. I've told this story a few times. I'm sure it probably changes a little bit every time I tell it. Christmas Eve, woke up and Tom and I went for a bit of a... He was on the board. I was on the skis and we went for a quick one in the morning, and then Laura and the rest of the family joined us. At this point, I've got the ring in my pocket. Like, I'm skiing with the ring in my pocket.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that this was the day?
This is the day. I'd teed up Tom and his partner. Partner Evan said, this is the day. Like, it's going to happen today. I've got it on me. It was in my – it was locked away in our room for the day it's proceeding. But took it out in the pocket. So, we're skiing for a few hours in the morning. I'm sort of holding it consistently, making sure it's there.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a sort of a double pocket thing. So, I was confident, unless I had, like, an almighty stack, that it wasn't going to come out. Anyway, we went to the top of – Kronplatz is the top of the mountain. And we're having lunch.
Yep.
And I've sort of given Tom, like, you know, I'm pretty close to doing it. This stage, I'm starting to get a bit edgy. I'm starting to sort of feel, you know, a bit sick. You know, that sick feeling.
Yeah.
So it was a big build up.
How would you compare that to grand final morning last year?
Like compares engagement to football. Yeah. Oh, it's a similar like sick feeling.
Yeah.
But it's a bit different. Like, I can't say that
you couldn't possibly compare.
It's a similar feeling, you know, that just that stomach feeling you get when you're about to do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Significant. So, I just sort of said to Laura, let's go for a walk out and have a look at the view. Like, there was this sort of mountainous view, and you could sort of see the clouds, and it was special, Jess. It was special. I was like, that's the spot. I'd also sort of scoped it out the days prior with Tom and said, like, that's where we're doing it.
Yeah.
So I walked out there, and there was a few people around, which was, you know, it wasn't ideal. I felt like some people picked up on the fact that I was about to do it. Other people were like, just had no idea. They were just oblivious. One lady, I'll never forget, like literally was a few metres away and just sort of looking at the view and just wouldn't turn around. So I was waiting for her to finally
move along.
But that dragged it out for a bit.
And then eventually
Laura was sort of looking out, and then I think I said hey or something, and then she turned around and I was on one knee. And,
oh, wow.
Got the snowy knee, Jess.
Fantastic. So, well, it's all worth it.
She, thankfully said yes, and there were a few tears, and Tom sort of filmed the whole thing, which was pretty good, and got some photos and went back and drunk some champagne and enjoyed the night.
Fantastic. Awesome, mate.
Congratulations.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate that from you both.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Your pleasure is all mine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to footy.
Yep.
Mate, what do you have to say to the Pembroke Kings and Queens Army ahead of this week? A big, important week for the club.
Massive week. It's a little bit different this week because we've got the A's and the C's playing at Hope Valley, and the B grade are playing at Unley. So,
pick your team.
A little bit pick your team, but I reckon if you want to organise a bus or something, you can go out to Hope Valley, watch the C's, scoot on down to Unley, watch the B's, scoot on back to the Hope Valley to watch the A's. But look, we love the support that the Queens give us. They're out there on Saturday watching us at Hope Valley, so we'd love to see as many Queens as possible, as well as the D's, who unfortunately didn't make the five. So we really want them to all stay involved and really feel like a part of the club still, because we want to go through this together. There's three teams in, and it's a really exciting time. So we want as many Pembroke Old Scholars to be around the footy club as possible.
Absolutely. One club all together.
That's it. Fantastic. Well, that's all we got, I think, Ned.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
Thank you very much, mate. Great debrief and exciting week ahead.
Thanks very much for having me, fellas. And I just wanted to just congratulate you both on your first season on the mics.
Stop it.
It's very generous. Alex Bretta and Jack Green were a reasonably tough act to follow. I know.
I thought you were going to say tough listen.
Jack Green did a lot of the work on that pod, and I know he misses it. But from my point of view, for you guys to keep it alive, like you have, a couple of quality. What do you call yourself? Potters.
Yeah, we call ourselves Potters.
You've done well.
Thank you, mate.
Well done. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks, Force.
Oi! Oh, wow. That was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
Great chat.
Great to talk
with our director of football.
AF.
Great man. So, a lot to look forward to this week.
So much to look forward to.
We've talked about it enough, but one final recount. Where are we playing?
Okay, Jess. So the C grade and A grade are both playing at Hope Valley, except the C's are playing Seton and the A's are playing Hope Valley. Mm-hmm. They're playing currently on PlayHQ. It says they're playing at their normal times, which is 10:15 and 2:15 respectively. But I have been told that, or I have had rumours that the times are a bit different this week. So make sure you're checking PlayHQ on Saturday morning or Friday night to make sure you have the right times for the games. The Bees, however, are playing out at Unley, and they are also currently at 12:15, which is their normal time. But as I said, times are a bit different, apparently, or possibly a little bit different. So make sure you're checking PlayHQ.
Fantastic. Good stuff, Nettie.
Thank you.
And we'll hopefully see you next week with three teams still fighting for finals.
I can't wait. Yeah, it's a massive week for the club, and especially with the A's getting through, having three teams play in the finals, and now four teams overall out of the five from the club playing the finals for 2023 is massive. So get out there, support our Kings, and let's go. It's good to be green.
That's it, mate. See you next week. Yeah.